So one of the fun baseball movies of the past several years was the 2011 release Moneyball. It was taken from the best-selling book, and it gave us a bit of an introduction. Tonight, the Fresno Grizzlies will try to get back on track. They have dropped three of their last four and the first two in this six-game series with their Northern Division rivals, the Stockton Ports. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Taylor filling in tonight for Stephen Rice. The Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports renewing the rivalry, and a couple of frustrating games for the Grizzlies in the first two meetings thus far this week. They dropped a come-from-behind victory pulled off by the Ports on Tuesday afternoon. Then last night, some fielding miscues led to a 6-2 Stockton victory. Well, we're going to give it another try tonight. A couple of weeks ago, you might recall, we attempted to bring you some behind-the-scenes insights from the movie Moneyball. Had a little bit of audio trouble that night. Well, we're going to give it a try once again. So we'll hear from one of the participants in that movie when we come back with more Grizzlies baseball after this.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
So one of the fun baseball movies of the past several years was the 2011 release, Moneyball. It was taken from the best-selling book. And it gave us a bit of an introduction to the analytic side of baseball, as well as what scouts have since gone through. And I'm joined by one of the, I don't know what I call you, a star of the movie Moneyball, one of the cast members of Moneyball, Artie Harris. And Artie, of course, goes way beyond Moneyball. He was a tremendous high school and junior college coach in Southern California, player at UCLA, and member of the Dodgers baseball ops and scouting departments for quite a number of years. But first off, with your background in baseball, how did an opportunity to get into the movies present itself to you?
Well, first of all, you have to appreciate Kenny Medlock. Kenny was a superstar athlete at Venice High School, actually a great football player. And anyway, Kenny really, he was a 10-year minor leaguer. Turned into an actor, and he was my assistant coach after he finished playing baseball professionally. Truth be told, probably should have been behind Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. He probably should have gotten the next accolade as far as the movie is concerned, but obviously Philip Seymour Hoffman was a bigger name. So that's pretty much the way that happened. Anyway, Kenny wanted the role as the technical advisor when he heard about Moneyball and when they were going to make the movie. Well, that was already taken. So he jumped in there and said, well, you know, I've got a baseball background. I can help you get some real baseball people. And so Bennett Miller, the director, said, let's give it a shot. So that's how Kenny got involved. Obviously, once they were looking for baseball people, Kenny had a very good handle on whom he might consider. And I guess you could say I was on his list, or even perhaps at the top of that list.
But some of the actors weren't real happy, were they, with the amount of lines that the scouts got?
No, absolutely. And then, again, as the thing developed, you could tell each time we would do a take, hey, Artie said that last time, or Phil said that last time, let me do it this time. Because they were professional actors, and they wanted every piece they could get their hands on, where the rest of us were just, if you pardon the pun, were following the script. We were doing what we were told. So the reality was that I'm sure they weren't thrilled, but we actually overwhelmed them because there were more of us than there were of them.
You were working for the Dodgers when the movie came out, and of course they did a big hoop to do about the premiere of the film. Tell me about what you went through and how the family reacted.
Well, I've got to bring the name Adriana Urzua into the picture. She's not only one of my closest friends. At that time, she was a director of minor league administration, and she pulled off a surprise office party for me because of the very small, limited role that I played in the movie. It was mind-boggling. She took me to lunch one day, and while we were at lunch, she was on the phone continuously, making sure that everything was set up in the office. And when we got back from lunch, the place was a party for me, okay, because I was the only Dodger person directly involved. And even my granddaughters and Tanis were there. And, you know, it was remarkable. Anyway, but Adriana did it, and she deserves 100% credit for that. They finally took the entire company. This was during the McCourt era. They took the entire company to a theater in Burbank before the movie came out to the public. And when I got off the bus and walked in with my granddaughters, everybody started clapping. And one of the younger granddaughter, Danny, looks at me and says, "Grandpa, what's the big deal? It's just you." Well, if that didn't bring me back down to earth, nothing was going to. But again, the entire company was at that theater at that time. And, you know, people don't realize it, but, you know, well over 100 people work at Dodger Stadium every day, even when there's no game going on. So anyway, it was, that's where I became, quote unquote, a celebrity.
Well, yeah. A memorable film, a memorable opportunity for you. And thanks for sharing all this, Artie Harris. We will be back. Starting lineups, first pitch, Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the Fresno Grizzlies and Stockton Ports wrapping up some of their pregame warmups is first pitch still a few minutes away here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. Grizzlies coming in, sitting in second place in the California League Northern Division standings, a 21-20 overall record. They're five games back of the San Jose Giants, who lead the division. Stockton, on the other hand, at the bottom of the Northern Division, and their 14 wins, fewest in the entire California League thus far, but interestingly enough, of those 14 wins, 7 have come against the Fresno Grizzlies. And manager Steve Solis, when asked about that earlier today, just shrugged his shoulders. And some of those games have been real frustrating for the Grizzlies. So 14-27, the record for the Stockton Ports, 12 games back of first place San Jose. Pitching matchups tonight, Michael Prosecki going for his third win of the season. Comes in 2-2 with a 4.5 earned run average for the Grizzlies. A left-hander out of the University of Louisville, sixth-round draft pick last year in the July amateur draft. And he's faced by a young prospect for the Stockton Ports that the parent Oakland Athletics are very interested in and very intrigued by. His name, Eduardo Rivera, and this is his first outing of the season. He's had injuries each of the last two seasons that he's been in the A's organization. He's been in the Arizona Complex League, the short season league down there. Missed a number of games last summer with an injury, so no record yet this season. This will be his first outing of the year. He is a big guy, 6'7", weighs about 240 pounds, and he gets the ball up to home plate in a hurry. He's been clocked as high as 97 miles an hour. Generally, you're going to see him working 92, 93 throughout the ball game. That's the early scouting report on him. Grizzlies with exciting the player of the week. Ryan Ritter, the Grizzlies shortstop, named by Minor League Baseball as the California League Player of the Week for the week of May 15th through the 21st. Boy, he had quite a series at Modesto. Helped the Grizzlies earn a series split against Modesto. In those six games last week, he was 12 for 24 and homered three times. Also had three doubles and eight runs batted in. Scored seven runs and was on base via the walk three times. So Ritter, a guy who's really on fire. The guy who's absolutely on fire for the Grizzlies, though, is their center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin has hiked his average in the month of May, came into May hitting 200, and currently Bugarin, after a number of drills to kind of improve his pitch selection and get him to really not chase breaking balls out of the strike zone, Bugarin hitting 276 thus far, so he has hiked his average 76 points. Let's run down the lineups brought to you by Toyota. For the visitors, this Stockton Ports, they will lead it off with Colby Thomas in left field tonight. Batting second will be their first baseman, Brendan Malone. Batting third, exciting young high draft pick of the A's organization. We'll tell you more about him as he comes to the plate in the ball game, but Henry Bolt, their center fielder, is hitting in the three hole. Tommy Stevenson, the designated hitter tonight, hits fourth. TJ Schofield Sam, you've heard that name before. Yes, this is his third season with Stockton, a young Canadian who the A's are very high on. He's at third base and follows Stevenson in the batting order, hitting fifth. Jose Mojica is catching tonight. He hits sixth. B.J. Cook playing shortstop, hits seventh. Derek Salom hitting eighth. He is at second base. And Nelson Beltran is the right fielder tonight for Stockton and hits in the nine spot. And as we had mentioned, Eduardo Rivera making his season debut will be on the mound tonight. The guess is you'll probably see him go a max of three innings. They'll certainly be watching his pitch count tonight. He is up and beginning his warm-ups down in the left field bullpen, talking with the Ports pitching coach in between some of his throws. For the Grizzlies tonight, E.J. Andrews Jr. is going to hit in the leadoff spot, and he will be in right field tonight. The Grizzlies have played him all three outfield spots throughout the season. Tonight, it's in right field. Andy Perez at third base hits second. Ryan Ritter, as we mentioned, the California League's player of the week with 10 homers on the season. He's third in the league in home runs. He's in the three spot playing shortstop. Brian Betancourt's going to be behind the plate tonight doing the catching, and he will bat fourth. Jesus Bugarin in center field, and he hits fifth. Jake Snyder in left hits sixth. Cody Huff is the designated hitter tonight. Normally the catcher, he is going to be the DH, and he hits seventh. Luis Mendez back at second base tonight, and he will hit eighth. Skyler Messinger, normally a third baseman, but he's putting on a first baseman's glove and moving across the diamond tonight, and he will be hitting in the ninth spot, and they will face the big left-hander, Eduardo Rivera. A rarity, a pair of left-handers starting in this ball game tonight. Some numbers to look at when you're comparing the two teams. Of course, in terms of team statistics, the Grizzlies in the middle of the 18 California League in hitting, a team batting average, about 249. At the bottom, though, is Stockton, and hitting 223. And when it comes to pitching, Stockton also at the bottom of those statistics with a team earned run average of 5.58. The Grizzlies, they're right in the middle with an earned run average of 4.56. Lake Elsinore at the top of the pitching statistics. The San Jose Giants at the top of the hitting statistics. So interesting game in the offing here, game three of this six-game series. And the umpires have come out on the field waiting for the two managers to bring their lineup cards out to the plate. Spencer Kim will be calling balls and strikes, working the plate tonight. Evan Anderson will be on the bases tonight, the two-man crew in the California League. The Grizzlies hoping to put something together and get back on a winning track. It's been a tough few days for them as they've lost the first two games of this series. Last week they were up in Modesto. And split the series with the Modesto Nuts. But they've been a team that has been able to put some interesting streaks together. At the latter half of the Visalia series 2 weeks ago and then on into Modesto, they won five straight games. And they have put equally frustrating losing streaks pinned on them as they lost six consecutive games
in a series with San Jose here in Fresno, and up in Stockton to begin that series with the ports up north that they ultimately ended up splitting. Fans down on the field for some pregame festivities. Well, more fans trickling through the turnstiles coming into Chuck Chansey Park for this one. Temperatures very pleasant here in Fresno. Normally this time of year, we're sneaking into triple digits, but not now. It has been considerably cooler, a nice night to come out and enjoy baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. And the Grizzlies have got a lot of fun throughout the week coming up. Of course, Friday night, that's going to be a big one. Fireworks following the game, but it's Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank. And Toyota presents the Friday night fireworks. And the Grizzlies will be playing in their Fresno Tacos jerseys, and they will have a taco truck throwdown winner on hand tonight. Tacos La Vaporera and with Yasfish Tacos and Patron Tacos. So it should be a fun night. And then Saturday night, cruising around the world, Lowriders to Fresno night. Grizzlies playing in their Lowriders jerseys, which are really great-looking jerseys. And those alternate jerseys, and of course, after the game, everybody will be able to come down onto the field and run the bases following the ball game. Sunday, Picklepalooza, and first pitch Sunday at 1:05. And they've got a lot of fun pickle-themed events planned throughout the day. And of course, every Sunday, it's Save March Sunday, and following the game, kids are able to come down and run the bases free, and they've also got free ice cream as well for the young ones. So some fun coming up here over the next few nights at Chuck Chansey Park. Fresno Tacos Night presented by Premier Valley Bank with Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota. That's coming up Friday night, tomorrow night, with a 6:50 first pitch. And then Saturday, cruising around the world, Lowriders to Fresno Night, also 6:50 first pitch. And Sunday's finale in the series and the homestand, they'll get it going at 1:05. You can get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com by going to the team's website. So the umpire still at home plate waiting for the two managers to come out. Gregorio Pettit, the manager for the Stockton Ports, former big league infielder, had a long career in the major leagues. This is his first year in the Oakland Athletics organization, previously a double-A manager in the Houston Astros farm system. Kevin Kuzmanoff, there's a name that a lot of people remember. Pretty good hitting ball player in the big leagues. He's the hitting coach. And Gabriel Ozuna is the pitching coach, who is down in the left field bullpen, and he is watching tonight's starter, Eduardo Rivera, as Rivera goes through some of his warm-up tosses in preparation for the start of tonight's ball game. First pitch activity taking place out on the field, and we're going to take a quick break as we prepare for Grizzlies baseball with the Stockton Ports tonight.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday.
Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in Lucky Kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Chukchansi Park, Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. About to get things underway. The skipper's out at home plate now with the home plate umpires exchanging lineup cards. Grizzlies at the top step of the dugout on the first base side, where they will be hustling out onto the field momentarily. First pitch festivities having just taken place. And some of the fans involved moving off the field, and they will slip through the dugout into the tunnel. Fans coming in here to Chukchansi Park tonight in downtown Fresno and greeted with wonderful weather. And the wind, a bit of a breeze, has the Stars and Stripes rippling atop the flagpole back behind the manual scoreboard, which is towering above the right field fence. Of course, the big video board over the swimming pool, it's back of the left center field fence, showing Grizzlies pregame videos. Michael Prosecki will go to the mound tonight for the Grizzlies, try to get them back on a winning track. Left-hander from the University of Louisville. He was a sixth-round draft pick last year, and he has seen Stockton before. Had a rocky outing in Stockton against the Ports back on May 4th. Coming off a tough one against Modesto, where he went five, gave up six hits, took the loss. That was on May 18th. But prior to that, on May 11th, he had quite an impressive effort, went six innings, and threw very, very well against Visalia. So certainly the hope tonight is that Prosecki is on his game. And the fanfare has begun here at Chukchansi Park. Stockton Ports will be in gray tonight. Big bright red numbers on their backs, white shoes. It's pretty typical for the Oakland Athletics organization, although they, instead of gold and green, are red and blue. Caps, blue caps, with a terrific S and an anchor logo on the front, and red bill to their cap. Stockton in blue across the chest, and those with sleeves are wearing red sleeves. Grizzlies are in black and gold tonight, black tops, white pants. Grizzlies across the chest in gold lettering, gold numbers on their back, and they're wearing a special promotional cap, a olive green cap. Yeah, the managers have retreated back to their respective dugouts. Fans heading to their seats with armfuls of hot dogs and popcorn and nachos and cold beverages, getting ready to enjoy California League Baseball, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Glad you've joined us here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Videos being played on the large video board to get the fans pumped up for the team running onto the field, which should take place at any moment. Down in the Stockton bullpen, they're gathered around their starting pitcher, who has completed his warm-ups, and Eduardo Rivera chatting with some of his teammates. Grizzlies' bullpen is empty. They have all moved down into the dugout. Generally, you'll see that happen until the latter innings, maybe the middle, fifth, sixth inning. They'll move back down in the bullpen area in preparation for the starter passing the torch to the relief pitchers. And now, heading out onto the field to the Fresno Grizzlies. Snyder will be in left tonight. Bugarin in center. Andrews in right field. They're on their way to their respective positions. Andy Perez trotting across the diamond to third base. Ritter to shortstop. Mendez to second base. Messenger with the short run from the first base side dugout to first base. Prosecki's out on the mound. Betancourt coming out back of the plate. High fives both of the umpires as all of the players walk from their respective dugouts out onto the field, remove their caps. Fans are standing, removing their caps as well. And we are going to honor America with the playing, with the singing, actually, just behind home plate, our national anthem. At Elora singing our national anthem here at Chukchansey Park. Is out on the mound, Michael Prosecki. It's a back slap and a fist bump from Andy Perez. And from Skyler Messinger, who trots over to first base while Perez moves over to third. Ball being tossed around the infield and out on the outfield, of course, the three outfielders, Snyder, Bugarin, and Andrews Jr. tossing the ball around, wrapping up their pregame warm-ups as well. Players for both teams at the top step of the dugout, leaning over in anticipation of the start of tonight's game. The third game in this six-game series. Stockton, getting off to a strong start, has taken both of them. Grizzlies certainly had their chances in both of those games Tuesday afternoon. Surrendered a lead late, and a big error out in the outfield led to a Stockton uprising last night as the Ports ended up victorious 6-2. Prosecki, the scouting report on him, his fastball in the range of 93 to 96. His curve, it's a slow curve, so it really throws you off, messes with the hitter's timing. His control is what needs a bit of work, but that's been a concern coming in for a few of the Grizzlies pitchers, and that hasn't been an issue. We've talked previously about Blake Adams and some of his control issues in college, and he has just been tremendous this season, throwing going down to second, now working its way around the infield and back into the glove of Michael Prosecki. As Colby Thomas, the Stockton Ports left fielder, steps into the batter's box, taps the bat head on the plate, wags the bat a little bit over the right shoulder, and here comes the first pitch of the ball game, and it is a called first strike. Son, a problem for the center and right fielders, and you can see Bugarin out in center field holding his hand up to his eyes. And that's going to be a problem for the first couple of innings tonight. Prosecki's next pitch high for a ball, and he's already ready to go. And here's his third pitch of the night, missing just outside and a tad high. And he is behind in the count. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Grizzlies pitchers really feeling the stresses to throw strikes, and that one is swung on and missed by Colby Thomas, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas comes in tonight with a .261 batting average, 3 home runs, 19 runs batted in. Prosecki peers over the top of his glove, now goes into his delivery. The pitch is low, and it's gone to a full count on the first hitter of the game. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez, over guarding the line, taps his fist into his glove, and here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's strike three, and down goes Colby Thomas for the first out of the ballgame. Betancourt coming out of the crouch, firing that one around the infield as the first out is recorded. And Brennan Malone, the first baseman tonight, steps in. .286 average, 4 homers, 17 runs batted in for Malone. Former University of Oregon standout. And the first pitch is a strike. Pitch clock not starting as Malone asked for a minute. And now he gets it in his back end. The next pitch swung on and missed. And it's strike two. Grizzlies playing him to pull. Ritter, the shortstop, over to the left side. And it's fouled back to the screen. The Bugarin in center field moving a few steps to the left field side of center field. And he's got his right hand up, shielding his eyes from that sun that is just over the third base stands as the pitch is high for a ball. Ball and 2 strikes, 1 out. Second batter of the ball game, Michael Prosecki slapped to third base. Perez waits, gets it, fires across the diamond. A low throw, but Messinger manages to snag it, and that's the second out in the ball game. Henry Bolt, the center fielder, coming up. Bolt, a second-round draft pick last July by the Oakland Athletics out of Palo Alto High School. School just across the street, across El Camino Real from Stanford University, takes the first pitch for a ball. One of the outstanding high school players in all of California last year hit 441 at Pali. Second pitch missing for a ball as well. Prusecki a little careful with him. He had 20 to 30 scouts at every high school game he played last year. Swung on and missed, high fastball. And it's two balls and a strike. Good-looking young outfielder, 6'3", 195 pounds. And they're going to check at first base. Don't get the call. Well, they do. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Off comes the batting helmet. Bolt ran his batting glove through his blonde hair. Now puts the helmet back on. Stands in. Waits for the pitch. Low and inside. And we're once again 3-2 on a hitter in the first inning. Prusecki kicks and delivers. Fouled back into the stands. Rattles around the seats. Prusecki now delivers. And the pitch is outside. And it's ball four. So Stockton with their first base runner of the ball game on via the walk. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Tommy Stevenson, the cleanup hitter in the order tonight. Prusecki, a left-hander, certainly will keep an eye on the runner at first base, who has a very, very good speed. Stevenson, right-handed batter, holds the bat over that right shoulder. Prusecki's first pitch took something off that one, and it missed for a ball. So Prusecki has gone 3-2 on two of the three hitters he's faced and begins with a ball to Stevenson. Checks the runner, and the next pitch. Low for ball two. So he's behind in the count once again. That will test the concentration of your infield. Falling behind hitters, throwing a lot of pitches. Toss over to first base. Then Bolt gets in plenty of time. Perez trots in from third base to back up the pitcher in the event of an errant throw. Didn't happen. Now he moves back to his position. Prusecki in the stretch. There goes the runner. Here goes the throw from the catcher. It's to the wide side, but they got him. They got the tag on the leg as he was sliding in, and that's out number three in the inning. So for the Grizzlies, they'll be coming up with their first turn at bat when Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live continues.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, the Grizzlies coming up for their first turn at the plate tonight. And the first three that they will send up, E.J. Andrews Jr., followed by Andy Perez and Ryan Ritter, the California League Player of the Week. Eduardo Rivera on the mound, the big left-hander, 6'7", 200, almost 240 pounds, just 19 years old out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And he was Oakland's 11th round draft pick in the July 2021 draft. He joined Stockton just a couple of days ago. He's been in the organization a couple of seasons. He was in the Arizona League, the short season league for rookies, in 2021 and in 2022, but he spent 60 days on the injured list in 2022. He's only pitched in 9 professional games. That fastball, it can get up there in a hurry. It's been clocked at 97. Throws a slider, and it's said to be pretty darn good. And the changeup, well, that's a work in progress. He's had a little bit of difficulty with control, and he works from a stretch. His first pitch, fastball, clocked at about 92, and waiting for a signal from the umpire and similarly the scoreboard, and not sure what that was called. Here comes the next pitch, and it is way high and outside for a ball. So apparently the first pitch was also a ball. So E.J. Andrews Jr., the leadoff hitter, faces a two-ball, no-strike count. Rivera's next pitch took something off of it, and it's fouled back and into the stands, back of the plate. Stockton was playing Andrews straight away. Now all of a sudden they shift, playing him to pull the ball. First baseman Malone is well off the bag, a good 40 feet off the bag. And the second baseman Salome, is maybe about 10 feet from the second base bag on the right field side. Here comes the next pitch and misses wide for ball four. And just like that, E.J. Andrews Jr. is on base to start the bottom of the first inning for the Fresno Grizzlies. Coming to the plate, Andy Perez holding the head of the bat in his right hand and twisting his wrist. And the bat flicking back and forth as he steps into the batter's box. Tall, lanky, 19-year-old now, I should say, from Cuba. Left-handed hitter. And the first pitch to him is slapped toward left field, high in the air to left field. Going back on it is Thomas. He's got a bead on it, and he hauls it in for the first out. So Perez, first pitch hitting, send a ball to medium deep left field. Hauled in by Thomas, and up comes Ryan Ritter, California League Player of the Week. 280 batting average, 10 home runs, which is third in the league, and 28 RBIs, which is in the top five in the California League. Ryan Ritter, the University of Kentucky product, right-handed batter, awaits the pitch, takes it, and it's a called strike. Ritter, scouting report coming out of Kentucky, an elite defender, super soft hands, very good range over at shortstop, and he has done very well at the plate thus far in his rookie professional season. Swings and misses. And it's no balls and two strikes. 12 for 24 last week, three home runs, three doubles, five runs batted in, seven runs scored for the 22-year-old from Evergreen Park, Illinois. He awaits the next delivery. Rivera gets a called third strike. Our home plate umpire tonight a little slow on the calls. So the strikeout to Ritter, and there's two down in the Grizzlies' half of the first inning. And Brian Betancourt coming up, the Grizzlies' catcher tonight, 238 hitter with a homer, 14 runs batted in. And that home run in Tuesday afternoon's game. Left-handed hitter to face Rivera. Andrews with a lead off first, a short lead. Swing and a miss. Then it's 0-1. Andrews increasing his lead just slightly off of first. Rivera out of the stretch. Ball in the air down the left field line, but it's going to slice back into the seats. No, it's just off the facing for a foul ball. So 0-2 now to Brian Betancourt. So in contrast to Michael Prosecchi, the Grizzlies starter, who fell behind just about every hitter he faced in the top of the first, Rivera's throwing strikes and getting ahead on just about every hitter he has faced. Next pitch, high and inside, brushes Betancourt off the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes. Betancourt steps back into the batter's box, swinging a black bat, taps the head of it on the plate, now over his left shoulder, white batting gloves, gripping it hard. Rivera with the pitch, sliced back behind home plate, not far from us, rattling around as fans scramble to be able to take home a souvenir. E.J. Andrews Jr. back to first base, talking to Steve Solis, the Grizzlies skipper. They switched coaching responsibilities when the Grizzlies hit that six-game losing streak, and Solis moved over to first base, hoping it would turn things around. Pitch on the outside corner did not get the call, and we're even at 2-2 now with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score here from Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. Rivera to the stretch. Andrews with the lead. Here comes the pitch. Missed outside for ball three. So he has now gone 3-2 to his first hitter. Brosecki went 3-2 on a pair of Stockton hitters in the top of the first inning. Rivera to the stretch. Pitch clock is at about 6. Here comes the delivery. It's high and away. Ball four, and the Grizzlies have two runners on. So the walk sends E.J. Andrews to second base as Brian Betancourt now assumes first base, and up comes Jesus Bugarin, maybe the Grizzlies' hottest hitter, young man who in 9 games is on 14 for 42, and since May 6th he's had a half a dozen multi-hit games. And actually, that's a little bit outdated. He's hiked his average from 200 at the beginning of May to 276. Slaps this one towards shortstop. Shovel to second base in plenty of time for the force out. And down go the Grizzlies. They leave a pair on, both on via walks, but can't get anything in. And we're through one inning at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. There's no score.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, no score after an inning of play in the middle of the Stockton batting order will be coming up. Tommy Stevenson, their designated hitter, will come back up to the plate. He was at the plate when Henry Bolte was thrown out trying to steal to end the top of the first inning. T.J. Schofield-Sam, the number 5 hitter, and Jose Mejia, the catcher, will be the 3 scheduled hitters in this top of the second inning. Stevenson, a 176 average, 3 homers, 13 runs batted in. But he's got some power, 6'4", 225, out of St. Louis, Missouri, played at Missouri Southern State University, where he was the freshman of the year in the conference, got into 23 games last season, and the umpires are coming out and going to have a conference. And they're bringing everybody off the field. Not sure what the issue is here, we will get an update. But the umpires are waving everybody in off the field. Not exactly certain just yet as both teams have gone back to their dugouts. The umpires are conferring at home plate. And they're looking in the direction of a light tower in left field. Steve Solis has come out to talk to the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim. And they are looking in the direction. Now, there's an issue down in the left field corner because the Stockton players are now leaving their bullpen down near the left field corner and coming back to the Stockton dugout. So as soon as we can get some clarification on what is happening, we will pass it along to you. But both teams have left the field. And the umpires are looking down in the area of the left field corner. Not sure what exactly the issue is. Steve Solis has come out of the Grizzlies' dugout to stand alongside the umpires in conversation. But all of the players have returned to their dugouts. Apparently, there is a drone. We are told there is a drone in the air over the left field stands. So there's a safety concern. Now, we are not able to see it from our vantage point here in the press box area, but we're told there is a drone buzzing around the left field corner area, and the umpires, for safety precautions, have pulled all the players back in to their dugouts until this drone is dealt with. So we're going to take a quick pause for a commercial break and fill you in more in just a matter of moments.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Well, the teams have been given the green light to return to the field. The Grizzlies have assumed their defensive positions. Michael Prosecki taking some warm-up throws out on the mound, and ball now being tossed around the infield, and Tommy Stevenson will come back up to the plate, and we'll try to get this top of the second inning underway once again. We've had a little bit of a delay as someone was buzzing a drone over the left field corner, and the umpires pulled everybody off the field for safety precautions. But we're playing baseball once again, and Prosecki's first pitch is high and away. Stevenson started to lunge for it, but managed to hold his swing, and it's ball one. Next pitch from Prosecki, fastball trying to get the outside corner, and does, gets a called strike, and we're even at 1-1. Prosecki's next pitch in the air to left field, heading back is Snyder. He turns now, comes in 4 or 5 steps, and manages to haul it in for the first out of the second inning. So Stevenson down on the fly ball to left field, and that brings up T.J. Schofield-Sam. Schofield-Sam has been in Stockton. This is his third season with the Ports. He was a 12th-round pick back in 2019, a Canadian. He's from Brampton, Ontario, and has been involved in the national program in Canada. In the air to right field, heading back is Andrews, sprinting toward the warning track. He hauls it down as he slams into the right field wall and manages to maintain possession of that ball in his glove. And just like that, now two down in the inning. But an impressive catch by A.J. Andrews Jr. going back, slammed into the right field wall, and managed to hang on to the baseball. And we've now got two down in the inning. Jose Mojica, the catcher, now stands in. And Prosecki's first pitch, he's trying to work the outside corner a little bit high there and does not get the call, so it's ball one. Two down, no score here, top of the second inning from Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. Pitch similarly a little bit high for ball two. Mojica from Venezuela, 22-year-old, right-handed hitter. Next pitch missing wide. And is now 3 balls and no strikes. Next pitch gets the called strike. And it's 3-1. Grizzlies playing him to pull. Andy Perez about 10, 11 feet off the left field, off the third base line. Pitch high and inside, and there's a walk. Second walk of the ball game allowed by Prosecki. And B.J. Cook coming up now. Cook, a rarity, the pro ball player here in the States, who's from Australia, from Perth, Australia. Real name is Bailey J, goes by B.J. And Prosecki's first pitch to him is a called strike. B.J. Cook, signed in 2022, in May of 2022, as an international free agent. Prosecki's next pitch fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Been part of the under-23 Australia program, was in the World Cup on Australia's under-23 team. Grizzlies previously had Australians, an Australian, Travis Blackley, who was with them in 07 and again in 2013. Left-handed pitcher. Pitch fouled back to the backstop, and it remains 0-2. Two down, no score here. Top of the second inning from Chukchansey Park. Glad you've joined us here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. Prosecki to the stretch, looks over at the runner at first, and delivers to the plate. It's low. Runner's going, throw down, and for the second consecutive inning, it's wrapped up on a caught stealing. So Mojica thrown out by Betancourt, and that's the end of the second inning. Grizzlies coming up for their half of the second inning. No score from Chukchansey Park.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. So no score here from Chukchansey Park, Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Grizzlies having dropped the first two in this six-game series. And they will send Jake Snyder, Cody Huff, and Luis Mendez to the plate to face Eduardo Rivera in his second inning of work this season. Jake Snyder coming in with a .288 average, a homer, 12 runs batted in, left-handed hitter. Wearing the black socks up to the knees tonight. Bat at a 90-degree angle over the left shoulder, and he slices that ball foul off to the left side, back up into the area of the suites above the second deck. Eduardo Rivera working out of a stretch, and he misses outside with the next pitch, and it's a ball and a strike. Jake Snyder, when he was in college, played so well in the postseason that his teammates nicknamed him Postseason Jake. Played at the University of Louisville. A ball and two strikes the count. Next pitch to him, slap towards shortstop. Oh, and that shortstop, Cook just let the ball play him. Took a couple of steps back and another hop, and it went right over the glove and off of his body. And just like that, Jake Snyder's aboard. And up comes Cody Huff, the Grizzlies' designated hitter. Cody Huff, the Stanford product. He was all Pac-12 last season and all region in the West Regional last year. Right-handed batter, holding that butt straight up in the air. And a breaking ball for a called strike. Official scorer giving Snyder credit for a single on that play. As he inches off of first base, about a 7-foot lead. Next pitch is outside, missing for a ball. So count 1-1 to Cody Huff. Huff comes from quite a baseball background, baseball family. His father, Tim, played a couple of seasons in the Toronto organization. Had an uncle, also played professional baseball for a couple of seasons as well. And the next pitch, oh, he took something off that one. And Huff swung and missed. Count now a ball and two strikes to Cody Huff. Grizzlies catcher from Scottsdale, Arizona. Taps the bat head on the plate. Takes a couple of practice swings. Now cocks it. Crouched at the knees, waiting for the pitch, and here it comes. Bounces in the dirt inside for a ball. And it's now a 2-2 count. Now they are playing Huff to pull. Shortstop and second baseman gesturing to one another, no doubt over who will cover if there's a play at second base. Rivera to the stretch, looks at the runner, comes home, slices down the right field line. Will it get down in play or be foul? And it's about 6 feet foul behind the Grizzlies bullpen. 2-2 our count, and that will bring Cody Huff back to the plate to continue the at-bat. Luis Mendez awaits on deck. Music trying to get the fans fired up. And in turn, get the players fired up here. See if they can get a rally or some sort of scoring opportunity going for the Grizzlies. Rivera to the stretch. Looks at the runner at first. There goes the runner. Pitches low. Throw down to second base. Not in time. And Jake Snyder's got it stolen. Snyder with a head first slide. Beats the tag. He's now in scoring position at second base. And it's a 3-2 count on Cody Huff. So the run in Grizzlies now with a runner at second base. And the pitch swung on and missed, and Huff goes down on strikes. First out of the inning, Luis Mendez coming up with the goal of trying to move Snyder along, if not get him in with a base hit. Mendez, the young 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, .236 batting average. And the first pitch from Rivera, way high and outside for a ball. Mendez has had a tendency to chase bad pitches. Grizzlies trying to work on pitch selection with him and narrow that strike zone for him. And the next pitch outside, he lays off. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Stockton third baseman Schofield Sam in, just about a foot off the infield grass, now inching his way forward as Rivera goes to the stretch. Rivera kicks, comes to the plate, swung it and missed. And it's two balls and a strike. Rivera, the scouting report said, can get the fastball up there at about 97, but he's been really working in the 92-93 range, and he has his best control when he does that. Checks the runner second. There goes Snyder for third, and the pitch bounces in the dirt. Back to the backstop, and Snyder's coming home, and he's going to score standing up. Grizzlies are on the board. So Jake Snyder, with some alert base running, got the steal sign, took off for second, or for third, I should say, and when that ball bounced on the plate and high in the air and went back to the backstop, he didn't hesitate. He just rounded third and came home. And there was no play at the plate at all. So Grizzlies on the board, 1-0. And swing and a miss by Luis Mendez. And it's now three balls and a strike. So Jake Snyder hustling in from second base, puts the Grizzlies on the board. And the 3-2 pitch, check swing, called strike three. So down goes Mendez on the called strike, and there's two down in the inning. And Skylar Messenger, former University of Texas third baseman, coming up. He's playing across the diamond at first base tonight. Messenger, 205 average, three home runs, 14 runs batted in. Originally from Boulder, Colorado, 19th round selection last July. First pitch swung on and missed. Fastball clocked at 95 miles an hour. Grizzlies skipper Steve Solis coaching at first base, but angles over toward the dugout, having a little bit of conversation over there. It's fouled back into the second deck, and it's 0-2 to Skylar Messenger. So Jake Snyder comes home with a couple of stolen bases, and oh my goodness, a high, high fastball going all the way back to the backstop. And that's reminiscent of the days of Ryne Duren with the New York Yankees. Duren, a guy who could throw extremely hard, but his eyesight wasn't the best. He wore big, thick glasses and liked during his warm-up tosses to throw one up the screen and scare the hitters. Swung on and missed, strike three, and that's the end of the inning. Three strikeouts, but not it until the Grizzlies get a run. So we're through two, and the Grizzlies are on top by a score of 1-0.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are six locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at Chicken Shack. So the Fresno Grizzlies first on the board. The heady base running by Jake Snyder puts their first run on the scoreboard there in the bottom of the second. And we go to the top of the third, the bottom of the Stockton Ports lineup tonight. B.J. Cook will return to the plate. Second consecutive inning, the third out of the inning was made on a runner trying to steal, only to be thrown out at second base. So B.J. Cook resumes his at-bat and takes a high fastball for ball one. So it'll be Cook, who comes in hitting 171. No homers, four runs batted in thus far on the season. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Sun no longer a problem for the Grizzlies outfielders. It has disappeared behind the third base stands. Called strike, and it's 1-2. So all three Grizzlies outfielders are in the shade now in the outfield here at Chukchansey Park. Breeze still blowing. Blowing from third base out to right field. A slow chopper rolls foul as Andy Perez came in barehanded it, but no need for a play. Fans out in the splash park behind the right field short wall. The number of fans in Fresno Social, the lounge area that overlooks the bullpen down the left field line. Stepping back in is B.J. Cook, the right-handed hitter, swinging a red bat And the next pitch fouled into the screen right above the Grizzlies' dugout on the first base side. Prosecki with his next delivery. In the air toward center field, Bugarin to his left. And he's got a bead on it and hauls it in for the first out of the third inning. So up comes Derek Salome, the Stockton second baseman, for his first turn at bat. He's in the eighth spot on the batting order for the Ports. And the first pitch from Messinger right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Prosecki's next delivery, and it catches the inside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes to Salome. Prosecki kicks and deals. Changeup swung and missed, and that's it for Derek Salome. And it's almost as though Prosecki, he couldn't have lost track of the outs, but he was on his way toward the dugout when he paused and then veered to his left and made a semicircle back up to the mound. And the number nine hitter, Nelson Beltran, the right fielder, steps in, and he lines this one down the left field line, but it's going to hook and go foul. And it appears that Nelson Beltran may have cracked that bat because he throws it, actually flings it over in the direction of the dugout, and the teammate tosses a new one in his direction. Right-handed hitter awaits the delivery, and it's low in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike to count, two down here, top of the third inning. Grizzlies on top, 1-0 over the Stockton Ports. Glad you have joined us here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. Prosecki's next offering in the air to shallow center field. Bugarin's coming in, and he's not going to get there in time. Ball bounces about 8 feet in front of him. And just like that, with two down, Stockton has finally got a base runner in the inning. So Prosecki, who generally works from a stretch, won't be affected by a base runner on first. Goes back to the top of the order, and Colby Thomas, who struck out swinging to open the ball game, is the hitter, right-hander. Wagging the bat above that right shoulder. And the first offering, slapped towards shortstop. Diving is Ritter, knocks it down, shovels it to second. And Mendez has it for the force play in the third out of the inning. So nothing doing in that half for Stockton. We go to the bottom of the third. Grizzlies up 1-0 on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
La Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, La Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at LaProvenceApps.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. So the Grizzlies on top 1-0, coming up in the bottom half of the third. And they'll go back to the top of the order. E.J. Andrews Jr., Andy Perez, Ryan Ritter. Andrews reached via a walk in the top of the first, but was left stranded at the end of that inning. Right-handed hitter, former Fresno State Bulldog. And it was a delight to have his mom appear in the press box on Mother's Day. She certainly was treated to a great game, as E.J. had three hits that afternoon. And he has been playing very well as of late, getting a start in right field tonight. First pitch, he bluffs a bunt, and Stockton had an inkling that might be coming. They say he pulled back, And it is a ball, not a strike. Third baseman for the Ports, though, Schofield Sam, is in at the edge of the infield grass. And they are pulled around, looking at him as a pull hitter. Next pitch inside, and it's ball two. One of the things Steve Solis has been impressed with, of course, he knows how hard E.J. worked in the offseason on his swing. And he came into spring training with a much different approach. He was spraying the ball to all fields and has been doing so throughout the season, whereas last year he was just a dead pull hitter. But he has improved. They like what they see. He's a hard worker. And certainly he's getting that chance to play every day this year, where with a lot of talent in last year's outfield, a lot of high draft picks in last year's outfield, and he was mostly in a reserve role through the season. Pitch misses for ball four, and for the second time tonight, E.J. Andrews Jr. is on his way down to first base with a walk. And up comes Andy Perez, who flied out to left field on the first pitch he saw in his at-bat. Back in inning number one. Perez, 6'3" and about 155 pounds. Tall, lanky, third baseman from Cuba. And it was a very good spring that put him on the roster of the Fresno Grizzlies. Swing and a miss. The Rockies weren't quite sure. They seemed to be reading between the lines, you got the idea that maybe they were thinking of him in the Arizona Complex League this year, his first year in the United States, but he played his way into this ball club, and he's been holding his own, a .248 batting average coming in tonight. Quick toss over to first base, but Andrews didn't have a big enough lead for that to be any kind of a threat unless he fell down, which he didn't, and he's back safely on the bag. Rivera certainly has shown why the A's are very intrigued by his talents. He has struck out four. There goes Andrews. Ball slapped to first base. They will go strictly to the bag for the one out as Andrews is safely into second base. And Perez moves the runner along with a productive at-bat for him. So one down in the inning as E.J. Andrews Jr. advances to second base. And up comes Ryan Ritter. Ritter, a strikeout victim his first time. But he has been one red-hot hitter for the Grizzlies over the past week or so. On deck, Brian Betancourt. Rivera comes to the plate. Oh, the way to the backstop. There goes Andrews, and it ticks off the catcher's glove, bouncing off the facing. It shot back pretty hard, and catcher went into a dive. It ticked off of his glove and rolled a little bit toward the Grizzlies' dugout before the Ports were able to retrieve it. But E.J. Andrews Jr. safely into third base. And just like that, the Grizzlies have another run 90 feet away. And Carrasco now up in the bullpen for Stockton. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed. And it's a ball and a strike. So official scorers will rule that it was a wild pitch that moved Andrews to third base as he inches down the line. Ritter shows bunt, and the ball bounding past the catcher to the grass, foul ball. And Ritter's going to take a little walk to gather himself. Ritter, too, from quite a baseball background. His dad, the 1988 NCAA Division III Player of the Year. And he's in the National College Baseball Hall of Fame. Played his ball at North Central College. Foul slashed. Foul into the stands. Ritter's dad, Ken, is a senior. Hit .577 for North Central College. Quite a career. Rivera to the stretch. Andrews inching his way down the third baseline. Pitch missing wide outside. And it's now 2-2. Correction, 1-2. A ball and two strikes is 2-2. 2-2 count, one out. Runner at third for the Grizzlies. They're on top, 1-0 here, bottom of the third. Rivera kicks, comes to the plate, in the air, to right field and deep. Going back in a hurry to the warning track, to the wall. Home run, gone. Ryan Ritter met at home plate by his teammates. High fives as he has socked his 11th home run of the season, a two-run blast that gives the Grizzlies a 3-0 lead. And coming out very slowly to the mound is the Stockton skipper, Gregorio Pettit, looking down at the bullpen for a sign that would indicate that his relief pitcher is ready to go. He has not made a signal yet. No, he has. And he's taken the ball now from Eduardo Rivera, who threw two very impressive innings. Ran into a little bit of long ball trouble here. But Stockton's making a pitching change, and we'll tell you all about it when we come back after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So the Ports have gone to the bullpen, and they're bringing in Charlie Cerny, a 6'5", 220-pound right-hander, who hails from Bloomington, Illinois, seventh-round draft pick back in 2018. Charlie Cerny coming on in relief of Eduardo Rivera. So Rivera, very impressive early in this outing, struck out four in his first over his first two innings, but ran into a little bit of difficulty here in the third inning as E.J. Andrews Jr. was aboard on the walk, went to second base when Andy Perez sent a bounder to first. Andrews went to third base on a wild pitch and then scored along with his teammate Ryan Ritter when Ritter put one over the right field wall. So it's 3-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third inning. And up comes Brian Betancourt, who put one out just the other afternoon in the opening game of the series. Betancourt reached back in the first inning via walk. Stockton with the infield playing deep. Cerny works from the stretch. His first pitch is outside for ball one. Cerny, a tall 6'5" right-hander. No sleeves to that gray Stockton jersey. Goes to the stretch, brings the knee up, and misses once again. It's two balls and no strikes. Very compact delivery. Just brings the foot a few inches up off the ground and then strides toward the plate. Left-handed hitting, Betancourt awaits the delivery, and this one moves him back off the plate, but catches the inside corner for a strike. Two balls and a strike. One down, two runs in for the Grizzlies, up 3-0 now. No activity at all in the Stockton bullpen, and nobody even in the Fresno bullpen. Chopped foul at the plate, rolls up the first base line, and dies in the grass. Mojica, the Stockton catcher, runs down, tosses it into the Grizzlies' bullpen, and moves back behind the plate and into his crouch. Infield, straight away. Second base and shortstop playing deep. Pitch is high, and it's now a 3-2 count. So Charlie Cerny going to a full count on the first batter he faces, Brian Betancourt. Jesus Bugarin on deck. And here comes the next pitch. Skied foul back toward the luxury suite section, and it's going to bound into the seats below. 3-2 count. Pitch clock ticking down, already under 10 seconds, at about 7 now. That's Ernie going to the stretch, kicks and deals. Sliced into left field for a base hit right between the shortstop and the third baseman. Bounds to Thomas out in medium deep left field. And Betancourt is on with a base hit. And up comes Jesus Bugarin. Maybe the Grizzlies' hottest hitter of the month of May. 5'10", 180-pounder, just 21 years old, from Venezuela. Slightly open stance, deep crouch at the knees, holds the bat, the black bat over his right shoulder, and the first pitch swung on and missed. He had a big idea to try and take that for a ride, and wasn't able to make good on it. Twists his upper torso as if trying to stretch the back. Now gets back into his stance in the batter's box. Next pitch, sky toward right field. This may be a fair ball and may be trouble. Down toward the wall, and Beltran manages to haul it in on the warning track. Retreating back to first base is Betancourt. But Jesus Bugarin gave that ball a ride down into the right field corner. But Tom Beltran was able to haul it in just a couple of feet in front of the short wall out there. Believe me, there were some fans who were very anxiously awaiting to see if that ball might make it over the wall and they could scramble and get a souvenir. Up comes Cody Huff, or I should say Jake Snyder. Snyder scored the first run of this ball game, and he takes the ball on the first offering from Cerny. Snyder singled in the second inning, stole second and third, and then came home on an error. He awaits the next pitch. And it's low for a ball. So two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Grizzlies have already scored twice and take a 3-0 lead. Jake Snyder, slightly open stance, well, more than slightly, holds that tan bat at a 90-degree angle over his head. And the next pitch misses. Two balls and no strikes. And on the throw back from the catcher, the 18-second pitch clock begins counting down. Check of the runner and the pitch to the plate. And it's a called strike. Three and one the count. Betancourt inching away from first base. He's about 8 feet off the bag, and the pitch is low. And ball four, as Snyder tosses the bat in the direction of the dugout, as well as the batting gloves. And the Grizzlies now with two runners on and two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. So Ryan Ritter's two-run home run brought E.J. Andrews Jr. in as well with the two runs the Grizzlies have managed to put up on the manual scoreboard back of right field, right above the Aaron Judge sign. And now the Grizzlies threatening once again. The base hit could add yet another run to that total. Brian Betancourt stands at second base, and Jake Snyder over at first base via the walk. Conference at the mound as the Stockton skipper went out to have a word with his relief pitcher. He's back in the dugout. Base runners taking their lead. They are not playing close at all at first base. And Cody Huff slashes the ball foul into the screen. Fans trying to urge Cody Huff on here, and the next pitch to him swung on and missed. And the count 0-2. Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach, is coaching at third base, giving instructions to both base runners on. And here comes the next delivery, high and inside, and sends Huff bending backwards to get out of the way of that pitch, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Two down, two runs in, and two runners are on board. And the delivery. Slashed into the gap in right center field. That's going to bring one run home, maybe two. Up with it, the center fielder Bolte fires into the cutoff man. They're going to hold the second runner. They're going to hold Snyder at third. But in comes Brian Betancourt with the fourth run of the game. Cody Huff, a big run batted in on the single. Or will he get credit for the double? as he advanced on the play. A big hit for Cody Huff. And up comes Luis Mendez. So Cody Huff driving in the Grizzlies' fourth run of the ball game. It's a 4-0 lead. Luis Mendez hoping to make it more. Two runners in scoring position. Huff at second. Slashed foul to the left side and into the screen. So Betancourt coming around to score. Snyder moving over to third base. Here comes the pitch. High and away for a ball. Runners getting a lead. Cerny to the stretch. Comes to the plate. Slashed into left field. Another run scores. Two are going to score. And the throw is just going to go to the cutoff man. No play at the plate. Add two more to the tally. It's a 6-0 Grizzlies lead. So Luis Mendez with a base hit that drives in two more. And the Grizzlies now with a 6-run lead. And that's going to bring in Skyler Messinger. Messinger, right-handed hitter. Fairly upright stance. Swinging the bat in front of him, now rested on his right shoulder. And the first pitch from Cerny is fouled back to the screen. So Luis Mendez coming through with a base hit to left field. As Snyder and Huff chugged around to score. And the Grizzlies have scored five times here in the bottom of the third inning and take a 6-0 lead in the ballgame. Journey comes to the plate. There goes the runner. Throw down to second base. Head-first slide. And they get the out call. So Mendez thrown out trying to steal, but the Grizzlies score five times in the bottom of the third. They're leading 6-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Top of the fourth inning here at Chukchansey Park after the Grizzlies really shook things up there in the bottom of the third, scoring five times. Now they have given Michael Prosecki a 6-run advantage. Prosecki now facing Brennan Malone. Malone grounded out his first time up back in the first inning. Count a ball and a strike. And the next pitch missing for ball two. Malone, 283 hitter. Four homers, 17 runs batted in. And the next pitch swung on and missed. 2-2 our count. Prosecki certainly able to relax with a huge advantage here. And he misses. And he's now gone to a full count once again. Pitches high and away for ball four, and a walk starts off the fourth inning. And very few managers or coaches in this game will be thrilled after their team puts together a big, big rally, and then they have the pitcher turn right around and walk the first hitter of the next inning. Henry Bolte, he was aboard via a walk the last time he was up back in the first inning. He was caught stealing to end the first inning. And Prosecki misses with his first pitch to him, and just like that, Betancourt's going to go out and have a quick conversation with his pitcher. So Betancourt back behind the plate. Runner with a short lead off of first, being held on by Messinger. And the delivery and the pitch, it's a called strike. Malone at first via the walk. Then young Henry Bolte, the A's second-round draft pick out of Palo Alto High School, with a 1-1 count. Brzezicki's delivery, missing low and inside for ball two. Tommy Stevenson, the designated hitter, in the on-deck circle. Grizzlies in double play position up the middle. Ritter and Mendez. Brzezicki checking the runner. Now delivers to the plate. And it's another ball. And just like that, it's 3-1. Young fans out in the Splash Park area of right field having fun on the water slide. And Prosecki's next delivery bounces in the dirt, goes back to the screen, and it's ball four as Malone jogs down to second base, takes the turn, and Bolte is on base with his second walk and the second walk of the inning and the fourth walk given up in the ballgame by Prosecki. And the Grizzlies going to have a little chat as Mark Brewer, their pitching coach, slowly walks out to the mound. So the Grizzlies handed Michael Prosecki five runs in the bottom of the third to extend a one-run lead to six. And Mark Brewer wants to impress upon him the importance of throwing strikes. As the home plate umpire now will walk out to the mound. And that was not necessary because Betancourt's jogging back to the plate. So Mark Brewer back in the Grizzlies' dugout. His message delivered. And Tommy Stevenson, the designated hitter, comes up. 176 average coming in tonight. Flied out to left field back in the second inning. And the pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. Up the middle, Mendez and Ritter, the second baseman and shortstop, playing fairly close to that second base bag. They want to keep the lead runner, Brendan Malone, from getting too big of a lead. Prosecki's next pitch is taken, bounces away from Betancourt, but not far, about 6 feet to the left of him, and he's able to pounce on it fairly quickly and prevent the runners from moving up. Stockton with only one hit thus far, as we're in the top of the fourth inning, 6-0 Grizzlies leading. Michael Prosecki checks the runners. Now kicks and comes to the plate. Called strike. A ball and two strikes. Still nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Stockton with runners at first and second, both on via the walk. Prosecki to the stretch, comes home. Swing and a miss. And down goes Tommy Stevenson. So one down, and T.J. Schofield Sam comes up. He flied out to Andrews out in right field back in the second inning. Left-handed batter. Upright stance. Swinging the tan bat. Pine tar in the middle. Awaiting Prosecki's first pitch. And here it comes. High for a ball. Activity in the Stockton bullpen. They had planned on Luis Carrasco following up the starter Rivera. Not sure if that is who is up warming up down there. Next pitch missing. Perhaps a bit low. And it's two balls and no strikes. Grizzlies playing off the runner at first base. But Messenger about 10 feet off the line. Slashed down the left field line. Going back on it. Snyder has a bead on it. Comes in now from the warning track. Catches it about 10 feet in front. And the relay throw comes to Perez at third base. They hold the runners and have a second out now in the books. So the flyout, Sam's second of the ball game, has two batters out, and the Grizzlies prevent Stockton from advancing another 90 feet. And Mojica, the catcher, comes up. He walked back in the second inning and then attempted to steal and was cut down. Brzecki goes to the stretch, checks the runners, and comes to the plate. Inside and low, squirts away from Betancourt, but not far enough for any of the runners to think about advancing. 6-0 Grizzlies, top of the fourth inning. That big five-run outburst in the third has given them a big, big cushion here as they want to get back in the win column, having lost the first two in this series. Next pitch fouled to the screen. One ball, one strike, the count. Brzecki goes to the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base. Mendez moves back into position. Slashed up the middle. Ritter can do nothing to get to that one. It's going into center field. Coming around to score is Malone. And Stockton is on the board. So Mojica's base hit brings Malone around. And shows the problems that walks cause. Bolte dashed around to third base on the single. So the potential for yet another run is just 90 feet away. Betancourt standing out in front of the plate, giving defensive signals to his teammates, and now he's in the crouch. B.J. Cook, the hitter. Cook flied out to center field his first time, and he takes a called strike. Cook now with a 169 average. Messenger holding the runner on at first. Mendez shaded slightly toward the second base bag. Here's Brzecki's next delivery, high and away. And it's a ball and a strike. To the stretch and the pitch in the air, but it's going to slash back into the seats, and it's a foul ball. And now two strikes to B.J. Cook. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at the corners, and the next pitch is low for... No, it's a called strike. Very slow call by the umpire, but that's strike three, and Brzecki gets out without any further damage. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies with a 6-1 lead. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansi Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Well, Stockton makes a pitching change, and they do indeed bring in Luis Carrasco. As Charlie Cerny came in relief of the starter, Eduardo Rivera, who was pitching his first game of the 2023 season and pitched well through the first couple of innings, got into a bit of trouble, and then the roof caved in on Stockton in the third inning where the Grizzlies scored five times. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning now. The number nine hitter, Skylar Messenger, is going to lead things off for the Grizzlies. Messenger, normally a third baseman, is playing across the diamond at first base tonight. He struck out back in the second inning. Carrasco, a right-hander, and the first pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. And Skylar Messenger is aboard here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we go to the top of the order, and E.J. Andrews Jr., who has been aboard twice tonight, each time via a walk. First time he was left stranded at second base, but the second time he came around to score on the big home run by Ryan Ritter that pushed the Grizzlies' lead from 1-0 out to 3-0. It's now 6-0, or 6-1, I should say. Carrasco working from the stretch, and a big swing and a miss by E.J. Andrews Jr. He turns right around, steps back in the box, and with a couple of practice swings is ready to go. Carrasco to the stretch, comes to the plate, inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Left fielder playing somewhat deep, center and right field playing medium deep. The pitch outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. The leadoff hitter, Skylar Messenger at first, having singled to right field to open the inning. Bottom of the fourth, 6-1 Grizzlies here at Chukchansi Park. Luis Carrasco with the pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. Messenger with a lead, about an 8-foot lead off first, being held on by Malone. Pitch well outside for a ball. And the count now full 3-2. Andrews will take it. He's taken two so far tonight. And been productive both times. Andy Perez awaits his turn on deck. To the stretch, Carrasco comes to the plate. And it's fouled back into the stands. Couple of players up in the Stockton bullpen. Nobody throwing, but they're standing on the mound, doing some stretching exercises, giving the impression that somebody might, if needed, get warmed up in a hurry. But nobody at all, even in the Grizzlies' bullpen, their entire relief corps down in the dugout. Quick throw over to first base, and Messenger with a head-first dive gets back in well ahead of the throw. Carrasco to the belt, and he delivers. Fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 3-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Adjusts the batting gloves, at least the one on his left hand. Now readjusts his helmet and steps back into the box, taps the head of the bat on the plate, and holds the bat upright, looking out at not just Luis Carrasco, but the release point where that ball is going to be coming from. Carrasco kicks and deals, chopped up the third base line, a slow roller. Now he's got a sprint, and it's thrown high. But Andrews beats the play to first. Malone was able to leap in the air and just managed to get some leather on the ball and bring it down to prevent a real disaster from happening. But Andrews Jr. safe at first, and Messenger advances 90 feet to second base. And up comes Andy Perez, Grizzlies' third baseman, 0-for-2 thus far on the night, flied out to left and bounded out to the first baseman. Carrasco working from the stretch. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Perez fakes a bunt and fouls it back to the backstop. So E.J. Andrews Jr., he's on first. He's been aboard all three times tonight. Two walks and now a single. Messenger led the inning off with a base hit to right field. And he is now inching off second base. Both runners with about a 12, 13-foot lead. Chopped to the first baseman. Gathered up by Malone. Steps on the bag and the runners advance 90 feet. So though Perez is out, he manages to move Andrews and Messenger up to second and third. As Perez is retired for the first out of the fourth inning. And Ryan Ritter coming up. Strikeout victim in the first, but he victimized the Stockton Ports 2 innings later with a big booming home run over the right field wall. His 11th of the season. Ritter holding that bat over his left shoulder. Waits the pitch, and it's a breaking ball that misses for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out, runners at second and third. So an opportunity for the Grizzlies to add one, maybe two more, with a base hit at the least. Carrasco to the stretch, looks at Messenger at third, comes to the plate, slashed foul, and this is going to go back into one of the suites. Now it'll tear him off of a seat and down into the second deck where a guy made a lunge for it. Didn't quite manage to come away with a baseball, but what's a lot more fun is a very young fan did, and he's being applauded as he beams a broad smile and shows the folks he's with his brand-new souvenir. Carrasco coming home, slashed into center field, base hit. In comes Messenger. Coming around third is E.J. Andrews Jr. He's going to score, and it's an 8-1 Grizzlies lead. So two more RBIs for Ryan Ritter. He has four on the night. And the Grizzlies have 8 runs in all. And it's an 8-1 lead with just one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Betancourt comes up. He singled in a run just one inning ago. Ritter with a lead, hands on his thighs, which doesn't give you the impression that anybody's going to leave. We've got a pitch clock violation. And it is a ball that goes up on the board. Carrasco looks over his left shoulder at the runner at first. Now goes to the stretch, comes to the plate. In the air, on the infield. Shortstop calling for it. Now drifts back toward the outfield grass and holds it in for the second out of the inning. So Betancourt retired on the flyout on the infield to the shortstop. And Jesus Bugarin coming up. Fielder's choice to end the first inning and a fly ball out to right field in the third inning. Right-handed hitter, crouched at the knees, waits the delivery, slashes it down the right field line into the Grizzlies' bullpen area. Foul for strike one. So the Grizzlies tack two more on here in the bottom of the fourth as the lead now 8-1 over Stockton. And Bugarin, who is riding a hit streak, awaits the delivery. Swing and a miss. Bugarin has had hits in 11 straight games, 15 of his last 17. 10 hits in the last 5 games. So he's been one of the Grizzlies' hottest hitters, if not the hottest hitter. He's hiked his batting average 76 points in the month of May. Pitch to Bugarin, swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. But the Grizzlies tack two more on the board. It's now an 8-1 Grizzlies lead going to the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday.
Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Well, to the top of the fifth inning we go here at Chukchansi Park. Warm-up tosses completed. And out on the mound, Michael Prosecki prepares for his fifth inning of work. And Derek Salom, the Stockton second baseman, stands in the batter's box to get things going. Relief pitchers now are heading down to the Grizzlies' bullpen. First pitch is high for a ball. Bullpens historically have been the site of some hijinks during the course of ball games. Swing and a miss. A number of years ago at the old ballpark, the old Fresno Giants, there was a particular season where a lot of the relief pitchers like to trade baseballs to young kids if they would go down the block and bring them back a bag of tacos. Next pitch outside for a ball. And in one particular game, Fresno Giants manager signaled for a relief pitcher to warm up. And as the starter had more and more problems out on the mound, he looked down and didn't see anybody up warming up as he had instructed. Next pitch, a ball. Well, he vented his frustration in the dugout. Pitch fouled back. And the count 3-1. 3-2, I should say. Well, he voiced his frustration in the dugout, and the manager's young son was a bat boy, and he knew what was going on, and he just said, "Oh, they're down there eating tacos." Well, the manager, Dave Garcia, blew a gasket. Fines were certainly levied after that, and players picked their moments. Fly ball foul, and boy, Messenger moved over into foul territory and made a terrific grab for the first out of the inning. So Eric Salom retired there on the foul fly ball, but Messenger with a nice job of defense. First pitch, driven to right field. Andrews moves to his left, circles under it, then he's got it for the second out. Of course, one of the notorious bullpen pranksters was Mo Drabowski, who pitched for the Baltimore Orioles. And Drabowski at one time had pitched for Kansas City, and so he knew the number to the bullpen in the home ballpark. Well, he called that number from the Orioles bullpen one night and barked to get a certain pitcher up warming up. Trouble was, the starter was pitching a great game. So everybody was howling in laughter in the Orioles bullpen as they watched the pitcher get up. Slash down the right field line. Is that going to get fair? It is a fair ball. Chug it into second base, Colby Thomas, and he is going to have a double. So with two down, suddenly Stockton manages to get a double down into the right field corner. And Thomas is in scoring position. 8-1 Grizzlies here, top of the fifth inning at Chukchansi Park, two down. But Mo Drabowski made the call, and, of course, Kansas City bit and got a relief pitcher up, warming up. Then while the Orioles bullpen was howling in laughter, the Kansas City dugout, their manager and pitching coach were perplexed. They had no idea why this pitcher was up and frantically trying to get warmed up in a hurry because nobody from the dugout had made the call. But Drabowski was a king of pulling pranks like that, especially phone calls from bullpens. Check swing, and it's fouled up the first base line. Drabowski once used a bullpen phone to make a call to a Chinese restaurant for a takeout order. The restaurant he called was in Hong Kong. And once managed to get the number for a film set in Rome. Pitch high for a ball. He managed to get the number for a film set in Rome and called and wound up in a 10-minute conversation with Sophia Loren during the course of a ball game. So things that go on in the bullpen. Next pitch, foul to the screen. And it's a one-ball, two-strike count. Two down here in the top of the fifth inning. The double by Colby Thomas as Stockton with a man in scoring position, inching off second base. Two down. Prosecki comes to the plate, and it's fouled over the backstop screen and into the stands. Grizzlies now with a pitcher doing some soft tossing. This is the start of limbering up. Another one fouled back into the stands, into the second deck. Lands at the feet of a fan. Then he is applauded as he holds up his souvenir baseball. That attention's turned back down onto the field, where Michael Prosecki goes to the stretch. Sets and delivers. Slow curve is a called strike three. So the strikeout ends the inning, and the runner is left stranded at second. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Grizzlies on top here at Chukchansey Park, 8-0. Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are six locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at Chicken Shack. So the final warm-up toss is made. Throw goes down to second base from the catcher and around the infield. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and the Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts website to learn how you can book your next stay. Great prizes, new amenities, they're all waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. So Jake Snyder leads it off for the Grizzlies here in the bottom of inning number five. Slashes that one foul into the seats down the left side. Carrasco, and that one is slashed foul into the screen just above the Stockton dugout, I should say. Nobody throwing in the Stockton bullpen. There is action in the Grizzlies bullpen. Carrasco's next pitch, high and away for a ball, and it's a ball and two strikes to Jake Snyder. Snyder walked and came around to score in the big third inning that the Grizzlies enjoyed. Next pitch missing, and it's 2-2. Snyder reached on a single in the second inning. Changeup misses high for a ball, and it's 3-2. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled into the seats down the left field line. Snyder hitting .294, a homer, 12 runs batted in on the season. The left-handed hitter awaits the pitch from Carrasco. Slapped toward first base, backhanded by Malone. Tosses to Carrasco, covering, and he beats Snyder to the bag by a couple of steps for the first out of the inning. Up comes Cody Huff. He had a big double that brought in a couple of runs back in the third inning. Right-handed hitter. Fouls the first pitch off the mask of the Stockton catcher. And Huff knows how that feels, and he's going to take a walk around, and the trainer and the manager of the Ports will come out to check on Mojica. Pettit, the Stockton skipper, talking to the home plate umpire while the trainer has a conversation with Mojica, who taps him on the right shoulder to let him know he's A-OK, and they're going to turn and head back to the third base dugout, and play will quickly resume. Cody Huff steps back in, white batting gloves on his hands, awaits the delivery, and here it comes. Slapped up the middle, that's going to get through, base hit into center field. So Cody Huff's on board with his second hit of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Luis Mendez. Mendez singled in a couple of runs back in the second, in the third inning in that five-run rally. Grizzlies up 8-1, one down, bottom of the fifth inning here from Chickchansey Park. Glad you've joined us on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. First pitch low and inside for a ball. Mendez struck out in the second, singled in the third. Inching away from first base, Cody Huff. Pitch a called strike, catches the outside corner. To the stretch, and the pitch turns away from it inside, fastball. And it's two balls and a strike. Pitch was clocked at 92 miles an hour. Carrasco, the third Stockton pitcher of the night. Taken low and inside. And our count now 3-1 to Luis Mendez. Huff stands on the first base bag, his second hit of the night. A double and now a single as he takes about a 10-foot lead. Pitch high and away, and it's ball four, and the Grizzlies have a pair of runners on. So Cody Huff trots down to second base. Luis Mendez trots to first base, where he gets a fist bump from the Grizzlies skipper, Steve Solis. And that brings up Skyler Messenger. He singled his last time up, Braxton Hyde. The pitcher now really seriously warming up down to the Grizzlies bullpen, likely to be their pitcher in the next half inning. Skyler Messenger struck out in the second, had a base hit in the fourth inning. Grizzlies a pair of runners on, only one out in the inning. Cody Huff inching away from second base. Luis Mendez doing the same off first. In the air. On the infield, coming in, calling for it, the shortstop, and he makes the grab about 20 feet to the left field side of second base. And Messenger goes down for the second out of the inning. To the top of the order we go. E.J. Andrews Jr., an opportunity to add to the Grizzlies' run tally. Andrews has been on twice via a walk. And then in the fourth inning, had a big base hit, came in to score on the poke by Ryan Ritter. First pitch to him, big swing and a miss. Now the wind has really kicked up toward right field. Stars and stripes rippling in the wind. Nightfall has blanketed Central California. And the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs to E.J. Andrews, Jr. Runners at first and second. Grizzlies with an opportunity to add to their eight-run total. Luis Carrasco eyes the sign. Now gets it, goes to the stretch, checks the runner at second, and comes to the plate. Brushes Andrews back as he leans backwards on a high inside fastball. And that takes the count to a ball and two strikes. Carrasco now to the stretch. Andrews wagging the bat over his right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes, and that ends the inning. Grizzlies strand a pair. But we're through five. Grizzlies up 8-1 on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
A pitching change for the Fresno Grizzlies. Braxton Hyde now coming on. He last pitched in the finale in Modesto back on Sunday, an inning in two-thirds when he gave up a hit and walked three. Hyde in his second season in the Rockies organization. Did not allow a run over the first five games that he pitched this season. Eight and the third innings pitched. Five hits, a walk, six strikeouts. Struck at a career high in a 1-2-3 inning back on the 17th at Modesto. And the first hitter he is going to face is the talented young center fielder for the Stockton Ports, Henry Bolte, the second-round draft pick of the Oakland Athletics last July. Hyde, big, tall right-hander, comes to the plate with a very hard 94-mile-an-hour fastball that is fouled back into the stands. Next pitch in the air to left. That's going to get down in front of Snyder for a base hit. From the sound of it, he may have gotten it off the handle, but still got plenty on that ball to drive it into left field for a base hit. And Henry Bolte is on at first base. Third time tonight he has reached base. First two times were via the walk. And Tommy Stevenson, the designated hitter, comes up. Flied out to left in the second and struck out swinging in the fourth. Right-handed batter, wiggling the bat over that right shoulder. Hyde kicks, comes to the plate. In the air to right field, Andrews coming on. He's got it. Bluffs as though he may have gone back to first base. Thought better of it as Bolt scrambled back. And instead tosses it in through the cutoff man, and Stevenson's retired for the first out of the inning. T.J. Schofield, Sam coming up. He, too, 0-for-2. Fly out to right field in the second and to left field in the fourth inning. Left-handed hitting, young Canadian third base prospect. And Hyde's first pitch to him is taken, but it catches the outside corner for strike one. Runner at first base, Bolt with good speed. Throw over, and he dives back into the bag. No balls and a strike. One down. Top of the sixth inning. Pitch misses, trying for the outside corner. And it's a ball and a strike. 8-1 Grizzlies, top of the sixth. Scored a run in the second, five in the third, two more in the fourth. And left two stranded in the fifth. Pitch outside. And Hyde falls behind, two balls and a strike. Hyde kicks and comes to the plate, fouled back to the screen. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Pitch clock ticking down. Hyde goes to the belt, looks at the runner over his left shoulder, now comes home. Slashed into the second deck. And the count remains, two balls and two strikes. Hyde to the stretch, 2-2 count, and the delivery. And that two fouled into the stands, and it actually whistled by the end of this, past the end of the second deck. And with all those foul balls, the ball boy runs a new handful of baseballs out to Spencer Kim, the home plate umpire. Hyde to the stretch, and he's coming home. And he catches the outside corner for strike three. So down goes T.J. Schofield-Sam on strikes for the second out of the inning. And Jose Mojica, the catcher, coming up. He singled his last time up. Walked back in the second inning. Right-handed batter. And Hyde's first pitch to him, chopped foul. Past third base, rolls into the Stockton bullpen. 8-1 Grizzlies. A welcome sight for the ball club after their struggles the last two nights. And here's the pitch in the dirt, but it's well blocked by Betancourt. Runner dancing off first. And the pitch. High and tight. Mojica bending out of the way of that one. And our count's two balls and a strike. Two down here, runner on. Top of the sixth inning. With the Grizzlies on top, 8-1. And Hyde's delivery is sliced foul. And that may just fell short of the roof. On the first base side. Lights of Fresno flickering off in the distance. Traffic on the elevated section of the 41 freeway, about a mile to the west of us, or the east of us, I should say. Foul ball back into the seats. Remains two balls and two strikes with two outs here. Top of the sixth inning. Winds have died down a bit, but the flags behind the right field wall continue to wave. And so does the hitter, who goes down swinging to end the inning. So, after 5.5, it remains Grizzlies 8, Stockton 1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. Now to the bottom of the sixth inning we go. Luis Carrasco remains on the mound for the Stockton Ports. His final warm-up toss made. Throw going down to second base and now around the infield as the Grizzlies come up. Led off by Andy Perez, their third baseman, who has flied out three times tonight. Or flied out his first time up, I should say, and then twice hit a bounder to first base and been easily retired. So 0-for-3, Perez, but each driven high and deep to right field. On his horse, back is Beltran to the wall. It's gone! Home run, Andy Perez. And the light show begins here at Chukchansi Park. Part of the stadium darkened as the strobe lights go. And Andy Perez is greeted at home plate, high-fiving his teammates as he belts his first professional home run into the right field berm. And the Grizzlies are now on top 9-1 as Ryan Ritter, who has a homer of his own tonight, steps up and he sends one in the air to right field, circling over his Beltran, and he retires Ryan Ritter for the first out of the inning. So Andy Perez drills one out over the right field fence for his first professional home run. As the Grizzlies push the lead down to 9-1, and Brian Betancourt, who singled back in the third, takes a called strike from Luis Carrasco. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's 0-2. Jesus Bugarin on deck. Bugarin came in tonight with an 11-game hitting streak, and he would like the opportunity to extend it. 0-2 the count, and here comes the next pitch. Well outside for a ball, and Betancourt wasn't going to chase. As you can hear, the next pitch of balls, you can hear a pretty enthusiastic crowd here at Chukchansi Park tonight. Here comes the next offering. Chop towards second base. Coming in on it, grabbing it at knee height, and throwing to first is Salome, and he retires Brian Betancourt for the second out of the inning. So two down, and up comes Jesus Bugarin, who had a fielder's choice back in the first, flied out to right field in the third, and struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. Carrasco's first pitch taken high for a ball. Infielders playing deep, in particular, Cook the shortstop, Salome the second baseman, Malone the first baseman, a good 25, 30 feet off the bag. Swing and a miss, might have gotten a piece of that one, tipping it into the glove of Mujica, the Stockton catcher. 9-1 Grizzlies, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sliced into right field, base hit, and the streak grows. So Jesus Bugarin extends his hitting streak to 12 games, and he is on board at first base with a single into right field. And up comes Jake Snyder. Snyder has singled and scored, walked and scored, and then grounded out to the first baseman, who shoveled it to the pitcher covering. Left-handed hitter awaits the first pitch, and it's well off the plate outside for a ball. Snyder has the black socks up knee height. Crouches, waits, swings, and fouls this one to the backstop. A ball and a strike, two down. And a run in on the home run by Andy Perez. Carrasco to the stretch. Comes to the plate. Outside for a ball. And it's two balls and a strike. Snyder's average now at 291. Here comes the next pitch. And it's fouled back into the second deck on the third base side. Karam's off of a seat and down to the first level below. Jesus Bugarin not being held at first. Malone deep, about 5 feet off the outfield grass. And the next pitch in the air to center field, going back on it. Bolte, he's underneath it. He hauls it in for the third out of the inning. So the Grizzlies tack one more on the board with a home run by Andy Perez. It is now 9-1. As we go to the seventh inning on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
To the top of the seventh inning we go here at Chicxulub Park. Grizzlies with a 9-1 lead on the Stockton Ports. It'll be the bottom three in the Stockton batting order. B.J. Cook, Derek Salome, and Nelson Beltran. As the ball gets tossed around the infield following the warm-up tosses, Braxton Hyde to begin his second inning of work out of the bullpen in relief of Michael Prosecki. And B.J. Cook stands in, right-handed hitter. And the first pitch to him in the air to left field. Snyder moves to his left, comes in a few steps, hauls it in for the first out of the inning. Good crowd tonight, 2,749 through the turnstiles here at Chicxulub Park. On a beautiful night. Derek Salome comes in, comes up to the plate and takes the first pitch for a called strike. The Stockton second baseman. The next pitch missing, and it's a 1-1 count. Breeze still blowing from the third base side out to right field. Next pitch missing, ball two. So a comfortable night. Make your plans to come on out to Chicxulub Park. Tomorrow night should be a lot of fun. Fresno Tacos night. As the pitch misses for ball three. Fresno Tacos night presented by Premier Valley Bank. They'll be wearing their alternate, Grizzlies will be wearing the alternate Fresno Tacos jerseys. Chopped towards second base. Mendez comes up with it. Pumps and then throws to first for the out. And two are gone. First pitch at 6:50 tomorrow night. And, of course, following the final out of the ball game, fireworks. Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota. And the taco truck throwdown winner will be here tonight. So make your plans to come on out to Chicxulub Park. Tickets at the box office, of course. But don't wait. Jump on FresnoGrizzlies.com and get your tickets right away. Bounder to third base. Andy Perez gets it on a high hop across the diamond and a quick 1-2-3 inning just like that. It's stretch time here at Chicxulub Park. We're through 6.5. Grizzlies on top, 9-1.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5-23.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Over the Grizzlies, the 7-8-9 hitters will be coming up in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fans up for the seventh inning stretch, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and dancing to some of the music being played over the PA system here. Cody Huff, Luis Mendez, and Skyler Messenger will be the three scheduled hitters here in the inning. Huff having a nice night. Had a double back in the third inning, came in and scored, and then singled in the fifth inning. And a nice smash right back up the middle. So he will lead it off against Luis Carrasco, who continues. And if I'm reading the signal from the umpire correctly, yes, there was a pitch clock violation during the warm-ups. And so Cody Huff starts off with a one ball, no strike count. And the next pitch to him misses the strike zone. The first pitch to him actually misses the zone. So it's 2-0. So that appeared to be a violation, I assume, dealing with the amount of time between half innings. And a ball was assessed. So two balls and a strike now. The count to Cody Huff. Line drive up the middle. Is he going to have his third hit? Yes, it bounds in front of Bolton center field. And Cody Huff has got his third hit of the ball game. So for Cody Huff, a nice night tonight. Now you ask, is that his biggest game of the year? No, he had five hits in the second game of the season up in San Jose back in early April. Luis Mendez, who has been on twice tonight via walks, strikeout victim in the second inning. And the first pitch to Mendez is a ball. Ports are not playing, not holding Huff at all at first base. Next pitch wide for ball two. As Malone is well off the bag and back deep. Carrasco's next pitch, and that misses wide for ball three. Action in the Grizzlies' bullpen, and also down in the Stockton bullpen in left field. Ty Chaz is the pitcher in the Stockton bullpen. Three balls and a strike, and Carrasco to the belt. Chopped towards second base. They will not make a play on the lead runner. Shovel to first, and Mendez is retired. So Huff able to successfully advance to second base on the play. And Skyler Messenger will be the scheduled hitter, but it looks like he will not be facing Luis Carrasco. Ty Sizz has been warming up in the left field bullpen for Stockton. And he tosses the ball to a teammate, and he is now jogging toward the pitcher's mound. So that's going to do it for Luis Carrasco, as his night is done. And we're going to have a pitching change here. We'll tell you all about it after this here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
A pitching change made by the Stockton Ports. Their fourth pitcher of the night is Ty Sizz, as he comes on in relief of Luis Carrasco. Ty Sizz, 6'2", right-hander. He's from Reno, Nevada, 12th-round draft pick last year, and spent part of last season with Lansing, which is the Athletics High A affiliate. Skyler Messenger to come up. He's got a runner in Cody Huff in scoring position at second base. So a base hit could potentially make it double digits for the Grizzlies, who are up 9-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stockton outfield playing Messenger to pull, and here's the first pitch from Ty Sizz. Gets away from the catcher, goes to the backstop, and just like that, Cody Huff finds himself at third base. So an inauspicious debut for Ty Sizz. The passed ball is the call from our official scorer tonight. And it moves Cody Huff up 90 feet. And we've got a balk. A balk has been called, and Cody Huff's coming home. So the home plate umpire has called a balk. He's now explaining the call to Mojica, the Stockton catcher. And Cody Huff trots in to score the 10th run of the night. So the Grizzlies on top 10-1. Pitch to Messenger up and in as he backs off the plate. And it's two balls and no strikes. One down in the inning. Mendez on the ground out to second base. And the next pitch in the air, off of third base, back near the Stockton dugout, and the third baseman, Schofield Sam, able to haul it in for the second out of the inning. So Messenger goes down on the foul fly ball, caught by the third baseman, T.J. Schofield Sam. And up to the top of the order we go, and E.J. Andrews Jr., strikeout victim his last time up. He has singled and twice reached base on a walk. And here's the first pitch from Sizz. Curveball missing outside for ball one. Ten to one Grizzlies, bottom of the seventh inning. Sizz with the next pitch, catching the inside part of the plate. First strike, and it's 1-1. Sizz comes to the plate, and another breaking ball chopped toward third base. Sam backhands it, fires, and he's got him, and that's the inning. So the Grizzlies come up with a run, extend the lead. It is 10-1 Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday.
Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Well, if you're looking for some fun things to do this weekend, this holiday weekend, of course, tomorrow night, Grizzlies right back at it here, Friday night fireworks, and it's Fresno Tacos night, first pitch here at Chukchansi Park at 6:50. Saturday night, cruising around the world, Lowriders to Fresno night. Fresno Lowriders alternate jerseys will be worn by the Grizzlies, and everybody runs the bases after the game. First pitch at 6:50. Sunday, the series concludes with a 1:05 game. It'll be Picklepalooza. Well, let me tell you, they've got a lot of fun pickle-themed events planned for that afternoon. Save Mart Sundays, kids run the bases after the game, and the kids get free ice cream as well, so make your plans to attend. New pitcher for the Grizzlies, Zach Agnos, one of their top relief pitchers out of the pen. Agnos coming on here in the top of the eighth inning, and he's got six very important outs to try and get to preserve this Grizzlies victory following defeats in the first two games. First pitch that he throws is chopped up the middle. And Ritter with a terrific play. And a correction on that, as Colby Thomas is retired. But I believe that is Gene Perez now in at shortstop for the Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch in the air, deep center field, but going back, Bugarin to his left, and he is not going to have any luck trying to flag this one down, a solo home run. Fastball belted over the center field wall, 400 feet away from home plate, and Stockton with their second run of the night. So the Ports, and Malone scored the first run back in the fourth inning following his walk. Came around on the base hit by Mojica. But this one he sent scorching over the center field fence. So with one out, add another run to the Stockton tally, and it's a 10-2 ball game. One down top of the eighth inning. Pitch a breaking ball off the plate, misses, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count. Pitch is a called strike. And it's 2-1, 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Agnos. This is Henry Bolt, the center fielder. He has been on all three times he has been up tonight. Two of them walks, one a single in the sixth inning. As he awaits Zach Agnos' delivery, 2-1, breaking ball, just missing the strike zone, and it's 3-1, a correction, 3-2. Infielders deep, and the next pitch, broken bat just over the head of Gene Perez, now in at shortstop into left field for a base hit, and Bolt is aboard. The designated hitter, Tommy Stevenson, coming up. He's 0 for 3 thus far tonight. Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Agnos. That a fastball that clocked 95 miles an hour on the gun. Malone with a home run. Put another run on the board here in the top of the eighth inning. And a called strike, it's 0-2. Bolt aboard. Got about a 12-foot lead off first base. He's not going. Swing and a miss. And down goes Stevenson. Second time he's been a strikeout victim tonight, and he has an 0 for 4 in the book. So two down. And T.J. Schofield-Sam coming up. He 2-0 for 3. Strikeout, fly out to left, fly out to right field. As Agnos missing wide with his first pitch, off-speed pitch. Left-hand hitter, T.J. Schofield, Sam. In the air to center field, to his right, Bugarin, coasting back, reaches up, hauls it in, and that does it for Stockton in the top of the eighth inning. So they tack a run on to the score on the home run by Brendan Malone. That makes our score going to the bottom of the eighth. 10-2 Grizzlies. Much, much more here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
The bottom of the eighth inning we go. Fresno Grizzlies on top 10-2. Ty Siz on for his second inning in relief for the Stockton Ports. Same two teams back at it tomorrow night. And, of course, after the game, fireworks here in Chicchansey Park. Always a tremendous show. So make your plans to come out. Holiday weekend, a good time to enjoy some baseball. And the Grizzlies have really broken through tonight. After a couple of frustrating nights, well, I should say the opener Tuesday afternoon, and then last night, some defensive miscues as Stockton rallied and won it 6-2. Andy Perez, who homered his first professional home run his last time up, and he takes the first pitch for a ball. Grizzlies third baseman, tall, slender, left-handed hitter. Awaits the offering, checks his swing, and they ask for an appeal down to first base. And they said that he did go, so it's a ball and a strike. So Andy Perez leading off the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch fouled back of third base into the lower level. Perez takes some half swings and now awaits the offering. Just backs him off the plate, bounds in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. To our leadoff hitter in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Andy Perez asks for time. Gets it. Now he steps back into the box. Pitch clock ticking down to 10 seconds. Ty Siz, the Stockton pitcher, kicks, comes to the plate. Line toward the second baseman. Out of the outfield grass, he comes up with it. Throws wide to first base, but they manage to get the out as Malone keeps a toe on the bag. And they get the throw to him just ahead of Andy Perez. So Perez retired for the first out of the inning. And Ryan Ritter will be coming up. Or correction, this is Gene Perez, who has gone in for Ritter at shortstop. First pitch, checks his swing, and they ask for an appeal. And they say, no, he didn't go, so it's a ball and no strikes. Chop to short, up with it, Cook across the way, and they're able to retire Perez for the second out of the inning. Brian Betancourt coming up. He's had a single in his four trips to the plate. Walked in the first inning. Had an infield fly out to shortstop in the fourth and grounded out to second base in the sixth inning. First pitch, took a little something off of that one. Changeup misses for ball one. The next pitch, up in the air on the infield, and the pitcher is standing under it. Now he's going to give way, and Schofield Sam comes over directly behind the mound to haul it in for the out. And that retires the Grizzlies. So we are now through eight innings. Grizzlies need three final outs to wrap this one up. 10-2 Grizzlies going to the ninth on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To the ninth inning we go. Three outs stand between the Fresno Grizzlies and a 10-2 victory here over the Stockton Ports. And the Grizzlies bring their fourth pitcher of the ball game in. Tyler Hoffman is called upon to close this one out. Some of the fun antics continuing out on the field as Hoffman continues his warm-up tosses. And he will face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Jose Mojica, the catcher, B.J. Cook, the shortstop, and Derek Salome, the second baseman. And the warm-up toss goes around the infield, and Andy Perez flips it back to Tyler Hoffman, who steps back up on the mound. As Jose Mojica, the catcher, stands in. He's had a hit, struck out, and walked in his three times at the plate tonight. Hoffman, a guy, works out of the stretch, brings it up to throat level, then down to his belt, kicks and comes to the plate with his first pitch. And I think we had a pitch violation, so it began as a one ball, no strike. An auto ball was called, so it's a 1-1 count now. And his next pitch slapped over the head of the diving Andy Perez into left field for a base hit. Perez gave it a shot, but it was just over his outstretched arm and glove. And Mojica has his second hit of the ball game. And that brings up B.J. Cook. Cook, the young Stockton shortstop. Flied out twice tonight and took a called strike. Called third strike, I should say. Hoffman to the stretch, checks the runner. And comes to the plate. Bounced this one in the dirt, scrambling to grab it as Betancourt. As it bounced, he managed to keep it in front of him in the dirt and scrambled to get it. That prevented Mojica from trying to advance. So it's a ball and no strikes. One out. Runner at first base. 10-2 Grizzlies. Top of the ninth inning. And the pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Outfield playing fairly deep. Andrews medium depth in right field. Middle infielders at double play depth as the pitch well inside. And Cook has to do a bit of a dance to avoid that ball. He resets. Dan Hoffman comes to the plate, swing and a miss. And it pulls the count to 2-2. Cook swinging a bat. The head of it is red. The handle is black. Holds it over his right shoulder, and here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. So one out recorded now, and the Grizzlies two outs away from celebration time. And Derek Salom comes up, the young second baseman, still without a hit in his brief time with the Stockton Ports. Hoffman to the stretch and delivers to the plate. And it backs Salom off the plate for ball one. Bugarin a bit deep in center field. Hoffman eyes the runner over at first base. Now kicks, comes to the plate, and it's fouled back to the screen. Altering the length of time that a pitcher is in this stretch is a really good preventer of stolen base attempts. Just keep that runner at first base guessing. And Hoffman's done a nice job. Now he delivers quickly, and it's fouled to the screen. Previous pitch, he held onto that ball for quite a while. But on that pitch, he went to the stretch and brought it home right away. In the stretch again. And delivers, chopped up the third base line, but foul. So one out here in the top of the ninth inning. 10-2 Grizzlies. Stockton with a runner at first. Noise meter being flashed on the scoreboard, trying to encourage the fans. 1-2, the pitch high in the air but foul and back into the seats. A couple of fans tried to leap for it unsuccessfully. Then they take the Bob Uecker approach. Just waiting until the ball stops bouncing and rolling and picking it up. They say the Bob Uecker approach because he was asked how to catch a knuckleball, and his response was, wait till it stops rolling and pick it up. Hoffman to the plate. Off the glove of Betancourt, back to the backstop. And that will allow Mojica to advance 90 feet to second base. Pitch was very high and off the end of Mojica's glove. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Hoffman kicks and delivers. A weak semi-checked swing, but that's strike three. And down goes Salmon, swinging. And the Grizzlies now one out away from celebrating time. Sitting on a 10-2 lead here, two outs now, top of the ninth inning. And Nelson Beltran, the Stockton right fielder, stands in and awaits the delivery from Hoffman. Hoffman comes to the plate, and it catches the outside corner for strike one. Stockton with a runner at second base. Mojica, the catcher. Hoffman into the stretch, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Stockton down to their last strike. Beltran takes a little time, steps out, adjusts the helmet, now steps back in, wagging the bat over his right shoulder. Hoffman to the stretch, kicks, comes home. Liner down the right field line, hooking, and it is a foul ball. But he gave that ball a ride. But in the end, it's nothing more than a very long strike. No balls and two strikes to Nelson Beltran. Grizzly one strike away from ending this one and putting a W in the books. Beltran trying to get his outfielders back into position. Here comes Hoffman to the stretch. checks the runner, comes home. High and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes the count, two outs. Runner at second base. Top of the ninth inning, 10-2 Grizzlies. Here comes Hoffman with a pitch. Cole, strike three, and that's your ball game. Grizzlies vaulting the railing from their dugout onto the field to celebrate. 10-2, the final. The Grizzlies are in the win column, beating the Stockton Ports with some big inning and long ball baseball tonight. So an impressive effort by the Grizzlies, both on the mound and with the sticks, as the Fresno Grizzlies, having lost the first two in this series, able to celebrate tonight. And they have the celebration line out on the mound, high-fiving one another as the starters running off and the reserves and relief pitchers all in a line to high-five them and celebrate a victory tonight. 10-2 the final. We'll be back to talk all about it when Grizzlies baseball continues here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Well, the Grizzlies wrap it up, a 10-2 victory. Line score for the Stockton Ports, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. For the Grizzlies, 10 runs on 12 hits and no errors. So some big innings. Grizzlies scoring in 5 different innings. They jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the second inning and increased that lead in a big, big way in the third when they scored 5 times. Added 2 more in the fourth. A solo home run by Andy Perez in the 6th. Added to that, and then they tacked 1 more on in the 7th inning for their 10 runs tonight. So after losing the first 2 in the series, the Grizzlies come back very convincingly. Good pitching tonight from 4 Grizzlies pitcher, the starter Michael Prosecki. Braxton Hyde came on for him. Zach Agnos with an inning, and Tyler Hoffman closed this one out. So good pitching and some big, big inning baseball for the Fresno Grizzlies. If there's a player of the game, you can look at a lot of different guys. Certainly Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, who has been red hot as of late, the reigning California League Player of the Week for the past week, and he had a big 2-run home run in the 3rd inning. But a guy who's been struggling as of late, and I think you got to really put the spotlight on him tonight because he really broke loose and had a nice night, and that's Cody Huff. Got a night off from wearing the gear and catching, and he was the designated hitter tonight, and after a strikeout in the 2nd inning, he smoked a double in the 3rd inning and then ultimately scored on the single by Luis Mendez. And then he came back with a base hit in the 5th inning and a smash right up the middle into center field. And then added to that with his 3rd hit of the night in the 7th inning. So for Cody Huff, who has had some rough going as of late, he breaks out of it and contributes in a nice way with 3 hits tonight. So you can certainly look at Ryan Ritter, had some of the big hits in this ball game. And Andy Perez, you got to salute Andy Perez, the young 19-year-old from Cuba, had his first professional home run. A blast over the right field fence in the 6th inning, something he's got to feel really good about. And I wonder if any of those fans might have retrieved that baseball and be willing to present it to him as a memento that he would certainly like to hang on to for a long, long time. But Cody Huff, a guy tonight in the designated hitter role with a three-hit game for the Grizzlies, and a lot of guys feeling pretty good about things heading back into the clubhouse tonight. 10-2 victory for the Grizzlies. And tomorrow night, more action on tap here at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back shortly to tell you about it. But 10-2, the Grizzlies victorious tonight over the Stockton Ports as they continue trying to claw their way back into the pennant race in the California League's Northern Division. Much, much more Grizzlies baseball after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, back here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, the Grizzlies victorious by a 10-2 count over the Stockton Ports. Same two teams back at it again tomorrow night. Games 4, 5, and 6 of the series coming up here over the holiday weekend. Big one Friday night. Of course, Friday night fireworks follows up the action here at Chukchansey Park. It'll be Fresno Tacos Night presented by Premier Valley Bank with Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota. First pitch tomorrow night at 6:50. Make your plans to attend. Jump on FresnoGrizzlies.com and purchase your tickets or get them at the box office here at Chukchansey Park. Saturday night, cruising around the world, Lowriders to Fresno night. You'll have Fresno Lowriders alternate jerseys worn by the Fresno Grizzlies. Everyone runs the bases after the game and a lot more fun here at Chukchansey Park as the Grizzlies and Stockton Ports will get it going at 6:50 Saturday night. Sunday, it's an afternoon game, 1:05 first pitch. Grizzlies and Stockton Ports meeting in Picklepalooza. They've got pickle-themed events that'll be taking place throughout the game. And it's Save Mart Sundays. Kids run the bases after the game with free ice cream. So be sure to come on out and join us at Chukchansey Park for games 4, 5, and 6 of this six-game series. Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. So a big one for the Grizzlies tonight, as their hitters really broke loose and did a terrific job. Our next broadcast, of course, that'll be tomorrow. Stephen Rice will be back on the mic. Grizzlies and the Ports. Pre-game show will get going at about 6:30. First pitch at 6:50. Want to thank our engineers, Virch. And for Stephen Rice, I am Dan Taylor. Rounding third and heading for home.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.